This is the SDAM podcast. Thank you for listening. I am Eric. My co-host Eric is in the other room being fed, and he's crying. But for those listeners that have heard before, he is also a baby, approximately 16 months old. And I was thinking about what it's like to live with SDAM. And for those of us that have it, it's normal. And it's easily dismissible, really. But there are people out there that truly walk around with their entire past with them, you know, or at least the emotional things or the things they thought were important. They can think of them and relive them. I mean, if I had constant access to things that made me happy or sad inside, I think I would get addicted to thinking about them. There is something called maladaptive daydreaming, where people do that. They are locked in a fantasy world to the exclusion of the real world. They feel like the real world pales in comparison to the things they can create inside. And I think people with SDAM are the exact opposite of this. We don't really daydream, and if we do, we're just thinking of something else. We're not locked up in this default mode of mind wandering, I don't think. Or if our mind wanders, it wanders with the things that we have accessible to us, which are facts. I personally like to hear myself speak and think of anything that comes up and speak about it. It's one of my ways of thinking. I can't really use an inner monologue on the inside, of course, because I don't have one. But I can listen to my own voice. And I think that if we had this constant narrative inside, you know, how would that change us? I've met only a few people with SDAM in the real world, and we're always very similar to each other. Most of us, if not all of us, have aphantasia too, which is a lack of mental imagery, if you're not aware. And it makes me think every time I hear someone talk, like, I'm thinking, what are they thinking? What's happening inside? And I just know that they're simulating some experience. How could they be paying attention to me or the real world when they're distracted by this alternate stream of events? It must be advantageous in the real world to be able to be focused on what's in front of you, if only because your errant thoughts and the intrusive things are formless and just kind of a notion or an intuition, not even a feeling, because a feeling implies a bodily sensation. It's a knowing, it's just an understanding. And I think that if we can learn to understand ourselves, you know, just pay attention to what our body's telling us, to what we're doing. Sometimes I catch myself moving and doing things and saying, why am I moving this way? And it must be, you know, the subconscious, as they call it. I digress a lot because I get bored when I start speaking. I'm still open for guests. I'm wondering if anybody would want to come on the podcast to speak. And Baby Mateo's invited too, if you want to talk to him. Baby Eric. You know, I've been reading a lot about the occult recently, because these ideas about what it is to have a normal brain or a normal inner experience really do follow me around. Like, I think of these thinkers and these writers, and I wonder, like, because they write some pretty off-the-wall things, right? Things that aren't readily acceptable by people, even people that are religious. You know, we tend to see them as irrational. These occultists are the most religious, right? That's what this book that I'm reading about ceremonial magic teaches, is that magic is applied religion. It's like a kind of piety or devotion at all times, but a devotion to others, hopefully, or to yourself. That's another option. Because apparently, some people think that a devotion to one's self is, in a roundabout way, a devotion to all. Because along these lines of thought, if you follow these roads of thought, they'll end up saying something like, there is no separation, that everything is unity, and that infinity is defined by unity. So we're just all confused, and our awareness changes over time. But this awareness apparently is forever. It's just that we forget. And that's interesting to us, right? To people with SDAM. You know? We forget everything. Like, I know many things, and if I'm reminded, I will remember many details about these things. But without an external reminder or a need for this information, it's very well locked away and quiet in my mind. And I think that there's some peace there. Like, if I had to walk around with constant images, constant words, I would be more insane than I already am. And I don't say that lightly. I say some weird things. I speak strangely sometimes. But I hope you don't doubt my sincerity. I'm here to help by learning and teaching at the same time. So, if you would like to be on the SDAM podcast, please message me on the Anchor app or email me at sdampodcast@gmail.com, and we can work something out. Really, I just like conversating with people, and I like listening about what they think about their own self, because it makes me reflect on my own self, and we all reflect and reflect and reflect until we grow together, or we argue. But I haven't argued with anybody yet. So if you want to be the first person to argue with me, let's go, baby, let's go.